I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Afghan commando forces have ended an overnight siege at Kabul's Intercontinental Hotel that resulted in the deaths of all five heavily armed assailants and six guests, including a female foreign national. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for that attack. The Turkish troops have entered a Kurdish-held enclave in northern Syria, and they're advancing with their target, the U.S.-backed YPG militia. Ankara accuses the militia of ties to the Kurdish insurgency inside Turkey. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is in Amman, Jordan, where he's expected to hold talks with Jordan's King Abdullah. Earlier, the vice president was in Egypt to meet with President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi.
We stand shoulder to shoulder with you in Egypt in the fight against terrorism.
He is on a four-day visit to Egypt, Jordan, and Israel. Blaming one another for the political deadlock, Republican and Democratic lawmakers closed their meetings on the first day of a partial shutdown of the U.S. government, with few signs of any type of agreement on a spending bill tangled in a fight over immigration. Steve Hines and his family are at Yellowstone National Park, where he expressed disappointment and U.S. lawmakers.
It's kind of political posturing, I believe. It's been that way for a few years, at least this last year, which I'm for one, I'm tired of the immature actions that we see, politics. What we need is some good statesmen.
The U.S. government has shut down before, including in 2013, in a partisan deadlock over health care policy and funding. This is VOA News. Demonstrators gathered in cities across the United States and around the world to call for equal rights and pay in health care, to denounce sexual harassment, and encourage women to run for office. VOA's Kane Faribault has that story.
Under a clear sky and unusually warm January weather, hundreds of thousands of demonstrators clogged the city streets of Chicago to send a message.
The message of this protest this year is to get everyone out there to vote and to make sure that we can get the right people in the right seats in the House and the Senate, to make sure the vote is equal and to help everyone get to the point where we're not constantly fighting against each other.
Chloe Ramjohn participated in the March to the Polls demonstration on the one-year anniversary of President Donald Trump's inauguration.
This is what democracy looks like.
Kane Faribault, VOA News, Chicago, Illinois.
President Trump tweeted Saturday about that march, saying that beautiful weather all over our great country, a perfect day for all women to march, get out there and celebrate the historic milestones and unprecedented economic success and wealth creation that has taken place over the last 12 months, lowest female unemployment in 18 years. Pope Francis, visiting an area of Peru that was devastated last year by heavy rains linked to climate change and plagued by gang violence, urged people not to lose hope. The Pope said mass for about 200,000 people on the beach at a town in the Pacific Ocean. The area was hit by major floods and six landslides in less than a week at the beginning of 2017, leaving tens of thousands of people homeless. The vast majority of the people affected were poor. Myanmar is making final preparations to take back the first Rohingya Muslims who fled conflict in Rakhine State. Abdul Kalam is the refugees commissioner in Bangladesh at Cox's Bazar.
The remainder of the tasks relating to the physical repatriation of the people concern will begin soon, based on the agreements and different arrangements agreed between the two parties.
Despite growing doubts about the plan among refugees and at the United Nations, they will repatriation to Myanmar, where the Rohingyas fled from violence in Rakhine. A North Korean delegation visited the venue for its art performances at next month's Winter Olympics in South Korea, in a diplomatic breakthrough after a year of escalating tensions over the North's nuclear missile program. The North is sending 22 athletes to the Winter Games. Rocket Lab, a Silicon Valley-funded space launch company, successfully completed the second test launch of its Electron rocket from New Zealand's remote peninsula. The mission is the second successful test for the U.S. aerospace company. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Encounter on VOA. Here's Carol Castillo.